Completely out of control. It is another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings in Louisville, Kentucky is where we are. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, I have a hit squad on my hands. Keith Garcia, Tori Nanaka, and the one and only Taryn Butler are with me. Welcome, everyone. Friends, hi.
Hello. How are
you? Thank you, John.
I don't know what we're talking about yet. Keith, you got to get the mic closer to your face.
Oh, boy.
What are we talking about? We're talking about three gun. We're talking about guns. We're talking about shooting.
We are?
Let's talk about fun stuff like that.
All right.
Lead off. What do you
Me?
Got?
Me?
Yeah. You've been doing a lot of things lately, not only in the competitive realm of shooting, but also in Hollywood movies.
Yeah. Well, I've been very lucky getting set up to have Keanu Reeves train for a film. Training out there has blown up our company. When the video popped out, it went viral crazy. So the one with Tori Nanaka on it,
yep,
is our second biggest video we have on our YouTube next to the Keanu one. And I've got celebrities coming out of the woodwork training for films and
That's
just
awesome.
Training for competition. They
yeah.
want to shoot.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. It's kind of like surreal.
It makes it fun because everybody's interested and you're uniquely positioned right out there in Ventura to be a place where they can get world-class competitive style shooting and training.
Yeah, and they like it for the films. They want to look real. They want to look good. And I think that video doing that made everybody go, because it's so popular, is because no one's ever seen that before.
Right.
No one's seen an actor do that before. So it blew people's minds. So other actors are like realizing this gives you a little bit of legitimacy. Kind of like flashing back to a million years ago, everybody, why was Seagal a big deal? Because he could really beat your brains out, you know,
right.
everybody thought.
Right.
So that's what was cool about that. It wasn't like he was a great actor or good looking or anything. It was just he could beat your brains out. So,
he's a badass. He could beat Stallone's brains out. You know, what are you going to do?
So that made him legit for a while. So it's kind of that mindset a little bit, you know.
Yeah, so. It's excellent. And the TTI guns continue to go great. Right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of films coming out, and I think you'll see the guns in there quite a bit, so I'm really excited about that.
Very cool. Now, Tori, you're hanging around out there quite a bit. We see in the social media realms and so on, training, shooting, and doing different things, hobnobbing with the stars, if you will.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It's good. It's made for an exciting life, for sure. You never know who you're going to meet next, and traveling the world, getting to see the world at the same time is really awesome and exciting. And I like to share that through my Instagram and my different social media so people can see, like, a lot of the exciting stuff I get to experience through my eyes.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's, what on the competition arena are you looking forward to? What do you have coming up?
I guess something to highlight that's really exciting is the Production Optics Nationals.
Yes, Carry Optics.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
Because that's, like, the new thing. So, especially with GLOG launching the MOS platform. So, you know, we'll all be there shooting that. And I'm that's just going to be so awesome. Are you going, Taryn?
Yeah.
Probably. I'll be there.
Yeah. You're going to be
Barry,
there?
Illinois.
I'm going to get a gun built in time.
Yeah?
Who's going to build
it's
gonna it?
It's going to be a who?
Well, geez, it's a GLOG.
Taryn's building my gun.
I know.
Taryn.
You would think, right?
Just being stupid.
Right?
Yeah.
But at this table of heavy hitters in the gun world, Keith Garcia is being very reserved because he's not yet had the opportunity to talk about Cobalt Kinetics.
Well, it is an exciting time, John.
It tell is.
You, we've put together some good guns, got some new innovations. We're actually changing the platform a little bit and changing the rules. So it's been a very exciting time, 2016. Come over to the booth. We've got some good stuff on scene. We've got mags that drop on their own, bolts that drop on their own, mm-hmm. all kinds of good stuff. We're winning matches, so it's been fun.
It's a rock and roll setup. The rifle itself looks so futuristic. It's almost a fusion of future gun, ray gun, kind of Star Wars looking stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. When they brought me on board, they basically said, here's a blank piece of paper. Mm-hmm. They weren't gun guys. They said, tell us what you think the best rifle would look like. And I started giving them ideas and components and stuff. And then they started telling me things they wanted to do that I didn't think could be done. And they've got engineers that had nothing to do with firearms. They got made bottling machines, and the guy worked in a laundromat doing coin machines and stuff. And hey, they came back with ideas. I'm like, that can't be done. This platform's 50 years old. You can't integrate that. And
right.
sure enough.
And they did.
They did.
Yeah. The CARS system is unique and interesting to me. I have yet to try it in live fire, but the concept of it is intriguing. And when we got our hands on one at the SHOT Show and did a little quick video for the internet. That is by far the most popular and most shared video that we have put out to date. People around the world are going crazy about that.
Yeah, you know, that's the draw. When you do something new, you're not just changing the color of a gun or making something out of carbon fiber, but you're actually engineering a new and different feature.
Right.
People will come to it, and good and bad. People, there's naysayers, and there's people who really get excited. And, you know, we welcome all to come by the booth and tell us what they think.
Right. Just so the listeners have an understanding, CARS is Cobalt Assist Reload System.
The Cobalt Advantage Reloading
Advantage.
System. So essentially what happens is when you put the magazine in and the bolts lock the rear, the bolt will go forward on its own. Mm-hmm. When the magazine's empty, the chamber's still loaded, the magazine will fall out on its own. When you fire the last round, the bolt locks back on its own.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is feed it magazines and it keeps eating.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, you know at that point that it is time to reload.
Yeah, there's no mistake.
Round count is not important anymore. Very cool stuff.
Talking about reloading, we've seen his videos. He's
yes.
got the best shotgun reloads of both styles.
Oh, are you kidding me?
The old school weak hand and now quad loading.
The quad loading stuff is ridiculous.
I got to tell you, though, that I had the honor. To go down to Taren's range and teach him how to quad load.
He did.
Well, and to that point, if you'll remember, when I first took delivery of my TTI prepared M2, it had not been prepared for quad loading. It
yeah.
still had the full loading port. It wasn't hogged out at all. And we talked about that at that time. And you weren't yet on board with that style of loading. I think Keith came and turned the tide for you.
I didn't want to give up my pistol grip till the last minute.
That was pretty funny because if you look at Terrence's thumb, it looks like a duck-billed platypus, like 14 inches
yeah.
long. So when he was trying to shove that in there, he could actually probably hold about 8 shells in his hand. But he got those 4 and he threw them in there, and I saw his eyes light up, and he thought, you know what, this might actually be all right. Because there's only 3 guys who could load with the weak hand load
right.
we were doing before. Terrence, myself, and Daniel Horner really did that well, and it gave us a big advantage.
Right.
But this silly quad loading thing kind of ruined 3-gun made it equal for everybody. So when we all had to switch over because it was fast.
Yeah.
And Taren, modified a cut that we talked about, and his guns, the Benelli M2 now from Taren Tactical, is the premier, shotgun for 3-gun. It loads great. It shoots amazing. It's reliable. I've got slugs that, hit out to 150 yards, no problem.
That's so amazing.
It's the way to go.
I love mine.
Keith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're lucky at the Nationals. Look at the results. I think at least the top 10 guys all had that shotgun. So
yeah.
We're pretty saturated with it.
That speaks for itself,
doesn't
it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But Keith's videos are really pushing everything. I mean, just watching him load, he get a million hits, and everybody just seeing his techniques on how he's doing it.
And it's not just shotgun loads. It's empty pistol start loads.
Oh, yeah.
It's mirror shot or
mirror
selfie shot
Let's
loads
talk about the
at
mirror
shooting,
shot.
Man. Come on.
Well, there's a lot of haters out there. I'm going to do another one of those where I shoot the plates and then I whip around in a 360 and show that there's nobody else there. Too many people want to comment about stuff like that. So it's fun to do, and I like putting the challenge videos out there because I think it drives everybody
yeah.
to do stuff and try stuff. And every once in a while, somebody would pop out with a better technique or a better time, and that makes it fun for me because when I go to the range, it's like, hey, what am I going to do to make it exciting today? I have a bunch of drills I always do. I want to improve. I want to make myself better. But at the end of the day, if you aren't being pushed by somebody and you're not pushing somebody else, are
right.
you getting any better?
Right. You're just stagnant.
You're just level.
Yeah. What about you? You ready to dive into 3-gun?
I am. I'm so excited to finally get into that this year. I'm going to go with Taren in the next couple weeks and go out there and train and get all geared up and see about maybe, hopefully the Hornady match might be my first 3-gun official match.
Yeah, we've been seeing you on the interwebs with the rifle and all of that stuff, so that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Get the quad loading dialed in and just probably load 2s at first and quad loading.
Yeah.
And I should have Keith come down on some crazy celebrity day with Tori and have a fun day. Next Thursday, they're all out there.
Next Thursday.
That'll be a hoot. Next Thursday.
Around?
Get a ticket.
Next Thursday, Kick Ass will be there.
Really?
Yeah, Star of Kick Ass will be there.
Awesome. I like that.
Maybe Keanu.
Ooh. Maybe.
Well, it is always fun. And I felt like this went very well. We kept it pretty contained. What do you think?
Are we done?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's all bullshit.
Set me up. Set you up. All these were just the 8 minutes.
I want to talk about the killing this guy the other day. I had to beat Steve and let me get to the show.
Bad noise park. He was very bad.
Don't get that part.
All right, more from the NRA's convention in Louisville to follow.